From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A terror event averted at Paris Airport. A man with suspected links to radical Islam was fatally shot at a Paris airport today after attempting to steal the rifle of a patrol soldier. The man, identified by Associated Press as 39-year-old Zayed Ben Belgassem, wrestled the soldier to the ground and attempted to take her rifle, according to French Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian. He said it was the female officer who was attacked by the man, who brought her to the ground and who tried to take her weapon. She managed to hang onto it, but her two comrades thought it was necessary, and they were right to open fire to protect her, and especially to protect all the people who were around. No one else was injured in the incident, which took place in Paris's Orly Airport. At about 8:30 in the morning local time, the Paris prosecutor's office said the suspect had his home searched in 2015 after the terror attack in Paris that killed 130 people because of his suspected connection to radical Islam. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the meeting of finance ministers at the G20 countries was a success on Saturday, despite the ministers not reaching agreement to fully oppose trade protectionism.
We want to re-examine certain agreements. We've obviously talked about re-examining NAFTA. That agreement was done a long time ago, and we've had conversations with the Canadians and in Mexico on that. We think that there's parts of the WTO that aren't being enforced, and we've said that we will look to aggressively enforce things in the interest of American workers.
Citing U.S. President Donald Trump's commitment to American companies and workers, Mnuchin pushed back on and effectively omitted a ban on protectionism from the joint statement released at the end of the summit. This is VOA News. The U.S. Secret Service apprehended a person who jumped over a bicycle rack outside the security perimeter of the White House Saturday while President Trump spent the weekend at his Florida estate. The latest apparent attempt to breach White House security comes just 8 days after a California man climbed over the White House fence and managed to remain free on the grounds for about 17 minutes. Reports say the Secret Service officers quickly tackled the intruder after jumping the bike rack and arrested him within 2 minutes. The top U.S. diplomat is in China on the third and final leg of his first Asian tour, focusing on North Korea and its controversial nuclear and missile programs. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Saturday, after meeting in Beijing with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi.
Foreign Minister Wang has agreed that we will work together to see if we cannot bring the government in Pyongyang to a place where they want to make a different course, make a course correction, and move away from their development of their nuclear weapons. But it is with a certain sense of urgency that we both feel because of the current situation that we have on the peninsula.
Tillerson plans to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Sunday. Beyond North Korea, discussions are likely to focus on trade and South China Sea territorial disputes. Well, Vice President Mike Pence visited the southeastern U.S. state of Florida Saturday to drum up support for the upcoming Republican health care plan, meant to replace the Affordable Care Act signed into law by former President Barack Obama. Although many members of his Republican Party have expressed their concern about the plan, which could reach the floor on the House of Representatives sometime this coming week, Pence was upbeat.
We're going to give the American people the freedom to buy health insurance across state lines, the way you buy life insurance, the way you buy car insurance.
Well, despite widespread reports to the contrary, Pence said the plan endorsed by President Donald Trump would lower costs by increasing consumers' choices and creating a dynamic marketplace. Critics have said millions would lose their health care with the added danger of vulnerable demographics experiencing skyrocketing costs. Thousands of Iraqis surged out of western Mosul on Saturday during a lull in heavy fighting in districts around the densely populated old city, where Iraqi forces are facing fierce resistance from Islamic State militants. More residents are fleeing liberated areas where food and water are scarce, security fragile, and where homes are often caught in shelling. A group of girls cry out, "I swear to God, it has been a month since we had food. Daesh, they say, has destroyed us. As many as 600,000 civilians may be caught inside the city with the militants." Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.